track 5. From wild winter swims to the camaraderie of the RNLI, Claire Stagg shares how Cromer's coastline, community spirit and ever-changing seascape turned a long-held family connection into a place she now calls home.
Stephen Fry described it as a happy place, a wonderful place, a place that all people who know and love Cromer know and love for itself. He was talking about Cromer Pier, which recently celebrated its 125th anniversary, but the town has won the hearts of others too. For Claire Stagg, moving to North Norfolk has been one of the best decisions she and her husband made. As Cromer Lifeboat Station's volunteer press officer, Claire says, although she's not Norfolk born and bred, it's a place that gets under your skin and keeps drawing you back. Working as a solicitor specialising in licensing for the hospitality sector, Claire still works as a licensing consultant, but is happily semi-retired, giving her more time to enjoy everything the North Norfolk coast has to offer. She took time out to share her love of the area. Tell us about yourself.
Well, although I grew up in Hertfordshire, I have strong family connections here. My great-grandmother lived in Wells next to the sea, and my mother and uncle, who grew up in Cambridge, had cousins in Norfolk, who they visited in Wells and West Runton over the years. They were in Wells in 1945 for VE Day, and I've heard so many stories from that day. So Norfolk has always felt like a place with a special meaning for me. I bought a holiday-led business in East Runton in 2012, and my husband and I spent many happy years visiting whenever we could. Eventually, in 2022, we made the decision to relocate permanently. I continue to run the holiday-led business and enjoy helping visitors discover this wonderful part of the country. As my husband often says, how lucky are we to live in a place where people choose to come on holiday?
Do you love to swim in the North Sea?
I've been sea swimming regularly for around 4 years and it's become a huge part of my life. I mostly swim at East Runton and Cromer and swim all year round. There's something incredibly special about being immersed in nature and experiencing the sea in all its different moods and seasons. The coastline is never the same twice. As well as the health benefits, I've become part of a fantastic community of swimmers. The friendships and camaraderie are a huge part of what keeps me going back, and my life is richer as a result.
How did you get involved with the Cromer RNLI lifeboat station?
I regularly swam in the shadow of Cromer Pier and had huge respect for the lifeboat crews and volunteers who dedicate so much of their time to helping keep people safe at sea. It seemed fitting to join Cromer RNLI, and so I began volunteering at Cromer Lifeboat Station as the lifeboat press officer in the autumn of 2022. It's been a fascinating experience and has given me opportunities I never expected. One highlight was working with the production team filming BBC Two's Saving Lives at Sea, as the station made its debut on the programme last year. I also met Dermot O'Leary during the filming of the Second World War special. Being behind the scenes for the filming of the episode was fascinating. Being involved has given me an even greater appreciation, and it isn't just about the crews you see launching the lifeboats. It's supported by a huge team of volunteers who contribute in many different ways behind the scenes. As the RNLI often says, one crew.
Is there a typical day?
There isn't, which is why I enjoy it so much. What stands out is the people, remarkable and inspiring individuals who give their time, skills and energy to support the RNLI's mission. I'm also humbled by the generosity of our supporters. One of the most heartwarming things is seeing young people take on fundraising challenges such as the RNLI May Day Mile and other events to raise money. Their enthusiasm and commitment are inspiring and a reminder of how strongly people of all ages connect with the RNLI and its work.
Now, what do you love about Cromer?
The changing seasons. Winter can be wild, cold and dramatic, while summer brings a completely different atmosphere, with families enjoying their holidays and the sea becoming warmer and brilliant blue. And the arrival of the RNLI lifeguards each year feels like a real marker of the changing season and the start of summer on the coast. The pier is one of my favourite places, and the Pavilion Theatre is a real gem. I also love walking the Norfolk Coastal Path. The scenery is beautiful, there's always something new to see, and people are incredibly friendly. Whether you're walking along the cliffs, exploring the beaches, or visiting one of the coastal villages, there's always a sense of space and tranquility that makes this area so special. And of course, the food. Cromer crab is just delicious.
Tell us about Lifeboat Day.
A highlight of the summer. It's a wonderful celebration of the RNLI, Cromer and the wider community. Lifeboat launches and demonstrations give visitors a real insight, and there are opportunities for children to dress up, plenty of stalls along the promenade, live music and lots of activities throughout the day. One of the things that makes the day so special is the support from across the community, including representatives from other emergency services. It showcases the strong community spirit and the shared commitment to helping others. And it's also a great opportunity for anyone interested in volunteering to find out more about the many different ways they can get involved, from fundraising, education, visitor engagement, or operational support. There are opportunities for people with all sorts of skills and backgrounds. Above all, Lifeboat Day is a celebration of everything the RNLI stands for. That's community, service, teamwork, and saving lives at sea.
Cromer Lifeboat Day is on the 9th of August from 10 a.m.